The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, episode 501 of The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Hope you managed to catch the competition and your chance to be a winner. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Amy Clinton, who's been speaking to Joshua Wells from the Inner Sanctum about her scoliosis.
Let's start with your journey a little bit. So for people who may not know, I like to start with these interviews. So take me back to the first time you sort of decided to play netball, or, you know, why you joined, and then take me right through to now when you're at Celtic.
Okay. I started at primary school. So I was in year four, which for you guys, I was nine, I think. I was in a bit of trouble at school. I was getting bullied a bit. And my favourite primary school teacher, I was like obsessed with her. She said, come and join netball, come and join netball, it'll help. So I went to mum, I was like, please, can I join? And she was like, yeah, of course, but only if you keep going to school, because I really, really was like not wanting to go to school at all. So mum was like, if you want to go, then you have to keep going to school. So I was like, okay. So I went, and the girl that was bullying me was also on the team, and it kind of helped. And yeah, I joined there, absolutely loved it. And then my teacher started up a Saturday league team, so I joined that, played through there. I was playing in defense at the time. And then I went to, so Thunder used to still do, they put on like camps for kids over the summer, so my mum put me in a couple of those. I went to a couple with Mike Greenwood as the coach. And then I went to a Thunder game, and at the end of the game, I went running up to him and I was like, hi, I was at a camp with you. And he was like, wow, you're tall. do you play for a club? I was like, no. he was like, come to Oldham, bring as many friends as you've got if they want to join. Absolutely, come and join. I was like, okay. So yeah, I went to Oldham, my first session. Pam Hazelton, who's running our team, she's the head coach of Oldham now. She took one look at me and was like, nope, you're not being a defender. We've got too many of them. You're a shooter. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So yeah, she developed me into a shooter, and credit to her. The first like proper coach, absolutely love her. Yeah, she helped me so much. And then she used to like stand on my feet and stuff to stop me moving. She'd be like, you're not allowed to move. I was like, but the ball's going. She'd stand on my feet to stop me going, but it helped. It does work. And then yeah, so I played for Oldham for a few years, started to actually kind of get a little bit good. I was horrible at first. My first tournament I went to with Oldham, I got put on the bench because I missed every shot, I think. And then I sat there crying, and mum was like, well, if you want to play, then you need to practice. And I was like, yeah, that is true. I guess. So yeah, then, yeah, it made me practice. So yeah, then I went through the Oldham ranks, went to a few tournaments, we started winning. And when I was 12, 13, I went to Greater Manchester Trials, didn't get on because I just didn't. And then my second time around I got on, and then from there I went to Thunder Trials, got on there, joined their pathway from under 17s when I was 13, 14, I think. So I was doing Greater Manchester and Thunder and Oldham, so it was a lot of training for a kid. We were doing like Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night.
Wow.
So it was a lot as a kid, but it was what I wanted to do, and the majority of my friends were there, so I absolutely loved it. And then I got into Northwest program with Karen Gregg as a coach. And then, yeah, when I was 2014, so I was 16, 17, I got into England. I went to my first England trials. So I got into there. And then, sorry, I feel like I'm just blabbing.
This is good. No, I like it.
Yeah, I got into England under 17s. And in 2014, I went to my first competition for them, the Netball Europe's, and we won. And then 2014, I went on my first tour to Botswana, because that's where the Netball World Youth Cup was going to be in 2017. So it's kind of like a prep for that. Yeah, I did quite a few tours with England. We went to Botswana, South Africa, Jamaica, and then I went to the Netball World Youth Cup. We came third. Yeah, we came.
Yes, you came third. I know that.
Yeah. We came third. We played Australia in the semis and lost. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed the experience. It was really cool. What else? With Thunder, I think that was the last thing I did with England. No, I did one more Netball Europe. I went to under 21s. Yeah, Thunder, we won under 17s, under 19s, under 21s. And then I went to, I got in the senior squad when Dan Ryan was head coach. He pulled me up and I was really, really grateful for him. He helped me so much. He was very, very supportive and he really included like the whole team, even though I was never going to play. there just wasn't. There was like Ellie Cardwell, Helen Halsby, Nat Haythornthwaite, Catherine Turner. It was just crazy. I was never getting on court. But having the experience of being on the bench and being around such like a good group of girls that were like amazing. There was like Helen Halsby, Sarah Bayman. It was just Leanna Leota. It was just such a good squad. And being in that environment week in, week out really showed me what Super League was about and where I needed to get to get on court. And the couple of times I did get on court, it was so good because I had such a good support network around me. So I think my debut was against Team Northumbria. And I had, so it was me, then Helen Halsby, then Nat Haythornthwaite, then Sarah Bateman. It was just, what more can you wish for as like a 17-year-old getting on court? It was just such a good experience. And yeah, I'll be very, very, I'm always like eternally grateful for Dan Ryan for actually having the confidence to put me in the squad and let me experience it for the first time. Yeah. And then he went down to Australia. And a lot of the girls left that year. Karen Gregg took over. So then in the shooting circle, it was me, Joyce Mavula and Catherine Turner. And again, two superstars who I learned so, so much off of. I play with Catherine at Oldham as well. So I kind of had that connection. So yeah, so I did another 2 years at Thunder. I think we got to the semis both of those years and lost. Well, my first year we got to the final. just haven't won one yet. And then my fourth year at Super League. So when was that? That was 3 years ago, 2019. I moved to Loughborough because Ellie Cardwell was coming back to Thunder, so I knew if I stayed there wouldn't ever be the opportunity to get on court. So I was like, where can I go? And yeah, Bayman offered, which was really, really nice. So I went there. Didn't get as much court time as I would have liked, but it was good to get out of the Thunder bubble I'd been in. Originally, when I was growing up, I was like, I'll never leave Thunder. I absolutely love it there. It's family, it's home. It's just really comfortable. But going to Loughborough actually made me learn quite a lot about what other players go through as well, like the travel. Manchester for me is like 20 minutes from home. Going to Loughborough, it was like 2-3 hour journey there and back each way. But yeah, it was good to get into an environment with loads of different girls, new coaches. I'd had Karen as a coach since I was 14, and the assistant coach since I was 13. So it was a very comfortable environment, Thunder. So going experiencing new, having Sarah Bayman, Karen Atkinson, Olivia Murphy, like incredible coaches, and being around another group of girls that were just so clever, like Nat Panagari, Ella Clark, Hannah Joseph, like really, really clever players. So again, I learned a lot there. And it was nice as well because quite a few of the girls at Loughborough I'd been in the England pathway with. So like Britt Coleman, Vicky Isola, Rosie Harris, there's like quite a few of the girls I'd like grown up with as well. So it was comfortable, but not comfortable at the same time. Mm. And then, yeah, last year, 2018 I went to Loughborough, because 2019 I went to Dragons. Yeah, again, I ended up leaving Loughborough. I messaged Tanya and was like, do you have a place for a shooter? And she was like, oh my gosh, yes, we'd absolutely love to have you. Because my flatmate, my best friend, Abby Tyrrell, she went to Dragons the year I went to Loughborough in 2018. And she said it was really, really good. She absolutely loved it there. The environment was just one you wanted to be in. Mm. Everyone looks out for each other. So, yeah. I went to Dragons. So last year there was three of us from my university that were travelling down, which made the travel a lot easier because it's 4 hours away from home.
Yeah, wow.
so it was quite a big travel. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it last year. I know we only got three games out, but we went to Fast Five and got to the semi-finals against the team that ended up winning. We only lost by like a goal. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed it last year. So that's why I stayed on this year. It's such a good environment. Everyone looks out for you on and off the court. And yeah, so here I am again this year. I've moved down now. My flatmate, Abby Tyrrell, we decided we wanted to actually be able to commit to all the training sessions. Mm. Last year, we could only do Tuesday nights, Wednesday mornings, because that's the only way it would work with uni and everything. So we've moved down to Cardiff now. So we're training all the time. I feel like I'm never not training. this week I've literally trained Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday night, and yesterday I had off. So wow. It's a bit full on, but I'm enjoying it and it's only going to improve me, and it means I can actually gel with the team a bit more. And get into the weight sessions, like really hit that hard, because that's something I'm not great at. having the support there will get me going, I think. And that's awesome. Where I am now.
Nailed it. That's probably like the best question I've ever had. That was so deep. That answer I've ever had to that question. That was nice and detailed.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I enjoy that, because what I do is I listen to what you say, and now I have an angle of a story, because I want to talk to you a little bit more about what you found when you entered the world of netball. So you're saying a little bit you were getting bullied as a child, which yeah. is awful and shouldn't happen, but it drew you into a sport that you're now playing elite levels at. So what was it like when you got into netball? Was it about the camaraderie and just developing around like your teammates, or what was it about the game itself that helped you get out of that rut?
I think for me, I was kind of being bullied for my height. I've always been really tall, and it kind of put a positive light on being tall. I think obviously I was always, since like I was like 3-4, I've always been like the tallest one in the back of the pictures for school photos. Which I absolutely love now, but growing up, I wasn't always super confident about it. Netball's really helped with that, because being tall is a good thing. Mm. Obviously, you can play netball smaller, but having the height helps, especially in the circles. Mm. I found that helped me in that way. But as well as the camaraderie, we really like joined together as a group, the netball team. Mm.
I've heard people like Laura Guyatt say the same exact same thing. That's why they got into netball, put a positive spin on it, and And for women, it's different. Like, believe it or not, I was actually bullied the same way when I was a kid because I'm 198 centimeters. So when I was young, I was like, I got real quick. Like, I was real quick at the start. So I was like bigger than like 2 years above me. And like, everyone thought I was like, this giant man child in like year four and five. So I completely get it. And that's why I'm a shooter now, too. And
I love it.
Gave me an idea. Maybe should someone just stay on my feet because I come off too early.
Try it. It works. It does work.
Get my goal attack. Yeah, true. Because I've been playing state here, so like I've been trying to figure it out because the defenders are actually good now. But anyway, it's not about me.
Yeah, give it a go. Get someone to stand on your feet. It works. I promise.
I'm going to tell the coach that tomorrow because I'm training in the morning. I'm going to say to him, David, I've got an elite netballer telling me you have to stand on my feet.
It's probably not the most ethical way of doing it, but it works.
I think it's fine. So now we'll look towards the Dragons. So you're there again, obviously. You know, it's not been, I guess, if you look at it from a purely competitive standpoint, it hasn't been, you know, a great start. But yourself particularly, you know, you've earned a lot of praise. The commentators are, you know, have said some really nice things and you sort of scrap for everything. And I think that's a really impressive trait, no matter what, the ball's alive to you. So I just want to get into your mindset a little bit. Like, while it may be tough at the moment, what are you focused on at the moment and what is the club doing to sort of keep progressing the squad? Because obviously Rome's not built in a day.
Yeah. Obviously it wasn't good enough what we performed like last week. And we're we've trained really, really hard this week. We've gone into training, different mindset, and said, look, that wasn't good enough. We need to scrap it, start again. We know we're better than that. I personally, I've come to Dragons because I want to improve. So that's what I want to do every single game. And I think the rest of the girls are the same. We want to improve as a squad and as individuals. So it's just going out and putting out your best performance, working together, not as individuals, but trying to rally together and chasing down every ball, getting your hands to everything you can. It isn't going to be easy. There's some really, really good players in the league with a lot more experience than we have. We aren't the most experienced side, but we do have the tenacity when we actually go out and want it. We went into it not in the right mindset, I think. But we've got two games this week. We've got Sirens and Storm, definitely winnable. So yeah, I'm sure we can come up with a win this weekend. Hopefully two.
Well, like in saying that, there was a massive, like, you know, it was clear that the squad had a chat after the first game to the second game. So I think you know, some people are expecting some more this weekend. And if you look at the game, I think it was last year, you know, the Storm match, it was only, what, two goals in it? So is that a focus for you guys at the moment? Is it about winning potentially one game this weekend, or is it more about just making sure that the processes are there?
I think if the processes are there, the score will come. We can't focus on the score because you can't say we are scoring this many without looking at your processes. Obviously, it's an aim, score however many. Don't let them score however many. But you can't focus on that because you can't get to that number and then be like, okay, no more. Right, there might be 6 minutes left of the game. What are you going to do? So if you focus on the processes and focus on your structures, then the score will come. So yeah, we'll focus on them more.
Awesome. And for yourself, it sounds like to me you've sort of been in an apprenticeship in some ways for, you know, the last however many years in the Super League and these squads. Do you think the Dragons is the club where you are sort of graduating into that fully fledged, you know, professional that you sort of all try and aim to be? Do you think now you've been in some good squads, you know what success looks like? Do you think now you're ready to take a next level in your career?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I have come to Dragons. I want to get on court. I want to learn. I've done as much learning as I can, sat behind people on a bench. I've sat behind some amazing people, Joyce, Mvula, Mary Newbass, Ellie Cardwell. Like, there's been such a wealth of players I've had the opportunity to sit behind and watch. And I think I've learned as much as I can sat on a bench. It's my sixth year at Super League and I really just want to go out and learn by playing. if I do need to watch more video, I'll watch more video. I do watch a lot of video, so I can continue learning that way. But yeah, I just want to get out and experience it now. I got three whole games pretty much last season, and I just love it. I just want to get out and play. That's the only way you can learn. Sitting on a bench isn't going to help once you've watched it for 4 years. I just need to get out and learn now and actually put it into practice.
Awesome. Yeah. And what are your goals particularly? So if you get to the end of the year and you look back on your season as an individual, what are you looking to achieve and get out of it? I think that's, probably an interesting point. You obviously want to be a starter, but what will make you, get there and hold that position? Excuse the pun.
Obviously, being a shooter, you need your shooting stats to be good. But I just want to become stronger. That's something I do struggle with, keeping strong on my players. So for me, it's about being more of a presence in the circle. I'm too nice sometimes. So it's more about being strong, demanding ball, getting two hands to every ball, being strong with it. Strong's a really big word for me because it's not something I am. So it's being strong on the ball, strong presence, strong hands, and yeah, being a good teammate as well, and helping out where needs be. And helping Becca play and Laura play into the circle as well as goal attacks. It's not just about me as an individual, it's about working as a unit and trying to get the load more even potentially. Last week I think I shot the majority of the shots, but that's the way it was working for us. Other games it won't work like that. Other games I might be doubled up on and we need our goal attacks to take more shots. So it's about being able to do that as well, and being able to play them more into the game. So yeah, I think it's more for me being strong. I know that's a bit of a weird answer, but that's where I'm at and what I need to work on.
So you want to be strong but also become a bit of a leader in that circle in some ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And I'd argue that you are very strong. At 12 years old or 9 years old, you went and played alongside your bully in netball. That's pretty incredible to me. I think a lot of people have the courage to do that. So remember that.
And that's true.
I feel like we're the same person because I get told I'm too nice as well. So everything you say, I'm like, I do the same thing.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. And what are your long-term goals? Obviously, much to my dismay, England are a gold medal winning program now. They've broken through, they've beaten Australia, and they've shown that, there is a lot to the English netball scene. So is that something you're looking for out of your career? Where do you want to be if we're going to look in 10 years? Where's Amy at?
Oh my gosh. Obviously I've done England. I've been in the England program since I was 14, 15, did it all the way through till my first year of uni 3 years ago. So till I was 20, it was a big part of my life. And it is a huge part of your life when I've compared to my friends that have played at the same level, but not done the England side. They've had more of an actual life. Like when I've started applying for jobs, I've realized I don't have the experience that my friends do. So that has been a struggle. But I wouldn't take that experience away. I've absolutely loved it, and it's made me the player and person I am today doing all the England stuff. I would love to do it in the future, but where I'm at this point, I don't have the time for it. But maybe once I've done my accounting exams and I've got a bit further down the line, I'm more comfortable in myself as a netballer and more confident, then I might look at potentially trialing again. But for right now, I'm happy with where I am. But I'd obviously love to again in the future. It's just not fitting into my life at the moment.
That's all right.
Because it is a lot of training, and it's a really big commitment. And you have to be a rose, you need to have the commitment. And I don't think I have the time in my life right now to do that.
Fair enough.
And it's not my focus. My focus is me and Dragons and improving us. And then once that gets good, I can look to the future. And then go from there. But I would love to in the future. It was obviously a huge dream of mine growing up. Get to a commies, win a commies with England, go to a World Cup. Yeah, I did. I was in the senior squad once. I didn't play. but definitely not. I was in a senior squad when Tracy Neville was coach against Jamaica. Yeah, against Jamaica. We lost though. But yeah, I have got into an England squad once. But yeah.
No, fair enough. Just I hope you're all full-time professionals soon. I feel like I really want to see that happen for, you know, all of you around the world, really. I know it's happened here, but I really want it to happen there now too.
It would be so good. We're getting there. It's improving year on year.
It is. And again, like, you know, just, you know, that gold helped, Liverpool helped, even COVID a little bit, because now everything's on Sky and the YouTube channel, and hopefully brings more people in. So, you know, people like myself have been watching for a few years now, and we're all the way down here. So, you know, we invest in the league now. So we're just hoping, everyone's hoping that you guys get the respect and recognition, because it's just a shame that you're all the same like level as all these soccer players, and you get no, like, nothing in comparison. So anyway, won't solve the world's issues.
No.
we'll try and get the Australian networks to take it as well, so you can pump it up.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But for us too, so we don't have to, so we can actually watch it.
Did you see Debbie Hallis had tweeted about potentially it coming over to you guys?
Yeah, I did. Her and I have been having converse about it in the DMs. I've been trying to I've been like, yeah, here's Foxtel, here's Stan, here's this channel and that. Yeah, I'm just sort of biting my tongue because, like, I'm just kind of like, I'm so passionate about getting that here. Like, I've been emailing all our networks. I've been trying to, like, campaign for it a bit.
Yeah,
because, you know, I know how to do that, but also I just think it's a shame that, you know, I can watch the English rugby league anytime. It's on Fox Sports here. So, like, you know, I can just tune into that whenever I want. Challenge Cup, like, which is, like, you know, all the Challenge Cup is on there, and that's not even nowhere near England's top sport. It's the same level as netball if you think about it from participation. Netball is way bigger, but for whatever reason, you know, that mindset is because, oh, well, Australians will watch rugby league more, which is not true because we have a fully fledged netball competition.
Yeah.
So, a few excuses that don't sit well with me. And I love netball and rugby league, so I'd love to just have it all there.
Yeah, just give me everything.
Pretty much. But the thing is, it frustrates me is I pay money for it. Like, I'd invest in it. Just let me.
Yeah, I pay to watch the Australia League. It should be vice versa. You guys should be able to do the same for us.
100%. And what annoys me as well is when we use VPNs, you don't get stats on the videos either. So there could be 500,000 people doing it in Australia, but we'd never know because the VPN blocks it. So the view counts don't go up. So it's just frustrating. So it's probably a lot more viewers than you think. So that's
true.
Makes it so much worse to me. That anyway, I'll keep up with I'm gonna keep on the trail with that. Me and Joey are trying to work on that.
I love it. I'm sure you guys will get there in the end.
Hope so. Anyway, we'll talk about you now because it's not about me. No, that's all right. I actually think I'm pretty well covered for a story I'd write about you. I think the bullying aspect into, you know, the height sort of, like, because, you know, I think it's important to highlight stories like that to help, you know, people now. So if you're comfortable with that, I'd probably run with that.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to say, I guess, in an interview? Is there anything else you'd like to get out there right now?
What else haven't I talked about? Oh, this is a random one. I have scoliosis. Do you know what that
really?
Is?
Yeah, my mum has that pretty badly, actually.
Yeah.
A whole lot of things, but yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. But yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've got quite bad scoliosis. It's about 50 degrees. So yeah, it's quite a severe curve. So yeah, that's something else I deal with at the moment. And it's just that's another part of why I struggle with netball sometimes. So that's another reason why I want to be strong, because I need to stay strong so I protect myself. What else?
Just on that, you know, in how does that fit into your netball world? What are the things that you have to put, like, you know, what are the things you have to work on that some players may take for granted, for example? You know, I know you do a lot of strength work, but I guess specifically, how does that affect you as a pro netballer?
It's more in subtle ways. So I find that I tend to ask the ball more on one side because I'm more comfortable. Like, I know that's the same with a lot of players, but I feel more comfortable like landing that way as well. And then I guess it's doing the strength work at home around your core, because my core is absolutely key to keeping me from breaking. And then I have to make sure I'm stretching every day, otherwise I'm in a lot of pain. And just like rolling out and stuff. But the support staff at Dragons, the coaches, the S&Cs, the physio, they're all really gathered around me, especially this year, because I have struggled a bit, especially coming away from netball for 6 months and having such a big period. I kind of built myself up to where I needed to be and kind of forgot about it a little bit. And when I've come back, I've been like, oh my gosh, I have scoliosis. This is horrendous. And I have been having quite a lot of pain at the moment, but they've been really good at supporting me and helping me to build myself back up to where I need to be. Yeah, it's more subtle things. It's not like I really, really am horrendous at this. It's more doing the steps every day and stretching and doing my exercises to make sure that I maintain the core and my back strength and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, interesting. And do you think that affects you mentally more than anything at the moment? I guess not more than anything, but you know what I mean? Do you think that's a mental battle just as much as it is physical?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't used to think about it at all, whereas now it is playing on my mind a bit more, obviously, because of the break. I've been thinking, oh, am I okay? Will I be fine? But yeah, I just need to get over it and get on with it. Really. But yeah.
Well, you might have just changed my story. There's two things now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, sorry.
No, it's good. It's great. These are the things people want to read. So,
yeah, what else? I'm just really grateful we actually are playing this season. There's been so much work that's gone in. I only know like a fraction of it. And what I do know has been an insane amount. So I'm just really, really grateful for all the work that's gone on behind the scenes with an England netball, Welsh netball, Scottish netball, the VNSL, Sky netball, they've got us on TV, and getting us out there still whilst in the best way that they can. I know it would be obviously ideal to have fans there, but they're doing the best we can. And yeah, I'm just really, really grateful we actually can play netball. And I know there's so many people around the world that wish they were playing netball right now. So that's something I'm taking with me and just trying to play the best I can for all of them as well. And not taking anything for granted. Sometimes you wake up in a morning, I've set my alarm at like 5 something, 3 days this week. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. And I think how grateful, how lucky am I to be in a position where I do need to get out of bed get out the door. There's so many people in England and Wales and Scotland that are in a lockdown, and I'm getting out of the house 4 times a week to go and train. So I am very, very grateful that I am able to spend time with my friends and get out on court. I'm very, very grateful. But yeah.
Lots more quality netball content online at theinnersanctum.com.au, and we thank them for their permission to let us.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.